Welcome to the seventh episode of the monthly data modeling podcast produced by Mark Morgan for DjangoModeling.com. This monthly podcast discusses many different aspects of data modeling, the principles and the practice, based on what I have learned through years of experience, how to make the right choices consistently. And last month in our podcast, we saw that bad data modeling and bad data together leave a really bad taste in your mouth, and they will often lead to a job or a project being cancelled. Bad data modeling also makes good data hard to use. However, good data modeling makes it harder to collect bad data. And a good data model with good data tastes delicious. And it leaves both designers and users happy. Now, in the preceding episodes of this podcast, we've considered the basics of data modeling, data types, connections, identifiers, many other things. Now, one point we've kept returning to is a fundamental rule of data modeling. Don't make anything any more complex than you have to. Or, to put it another way, don't store anything you just don't need. Or even, keep it simple, stupid. Now we'll have an episode or two on Django, focusing on the modelling side of this wonderful tool. The plan is to go through the same sorts of modelling questions with Django as we visited in previous podcasts, considering the same problems and questions. However, this time we'll get our answers using Django and highlight any differences that result. So let's just give a quick introduction to Django, a Python framework which is supported by the Django Software Foundation. The Django Project, which you can find at www.djangoproject.com, aims to encourage what they call rapid development and clean, pragmatic design. Our initial concentration will be on the object-relational mapper as we reflect on our earlier consideration of modelling and how Django can help us with such modelling. Django is designed for building web apps and provides an automatic admin interface and a good templating system. However, the object relational mapper can be used completely independently of these features, and that's where we're going to start. If you're not familiar with Django, you may find it worthwhile to look around the Getting Started with Django page, which you can find at www.djangoproject.com/start. Now, Django is built in Python, so if you're not familiar with Python, you may want to read a Python tutorial too. If you need some help, the Django Modeling newsletter went through several examples, and it shouldn't be too difficult. If you want to work through the examples in the newsletter yourself, you'll need to have Python and Django installed. Simple instructions are given in issue number 22 of the Django Modeling newsletter, so if you want to know more, have a look at the Django Modeling blog article at www.djangomodeling.com/intro-2-Django. Anyone who is interested in creating a Django installation will need a few bits and pieces installed on their computer. Django is a Python framework, so you'll need Python installed first. Now, just a quick hint too, if you have a 64-bit Windows operating system, you can choose to install either 32-bit or 64-bit software, but it is generally easiest to install the 64-bit versions. If you choose to install the 32-bit versions, make sure that Python and your database clients are also 32-bit versions, and that will add some complications if you're needing to build CX_Oracle. Now, Django supports several different back-end database systems, but in this series we will only consider Oracle, PostgreSQL, and SQLite. For what it is worth, I prefer Oracle because I am most familiar with it, while the Django developers recommend PostgreSQL because they're PostgreSQL fans, and of course because it is a very good database management system. So choose the database management system as one that Django supports and that you are most familiar with. If you aren't familiar with any particular one, then I would recommend that you use PostgreSQL, as the Django project tends to give the best support for that. If all of this makes you think you need to know more about Python and Django before beginning, try reading the following things. There's the Python software and documentation, which are available at www.python.org, and there's the Django software, introductions, tutorials, and detailed documentation, which are available from djangoproject.com. Wikipedia also has a page, which provides a quick summary if you want to search for that. Once again, if you would find it easier to read than to listen, then take a look at the Django Modeling Newsletter, issue number 22. Now, just a few details on the bits and pieces. Django does require Python database drivers to be installed, and they depend on the database that you're wanting to access. So Oracle requires CX_Oracle. PostgreSQL requires PsychoPG2. And SQLite requires SQLite 3, which is shipped with Python. But it will also use PySQLite 2 by preference if it is installed. And as with all software that is still being developed, the version numbers are a bit of a moving target, so it is best to look at the requirements for each component we need to make sure that all the components will work together. Operating system, database, Python, Python database drivers, and Django. After you have installed Python and your database, Django and the database drivers are most easily installed using pip. In Windows, use the command prompt and make sure that you run it as administrator. After you have installed all of these components, you should be ready to use Django. If you have any difficulties, go to the Django Quick Install Guide on docs.djangoproject.com. This should help you to track down solutions to your problems. If you are working with a database which you have not used before, you may need to refer to the instructions in those documents about what is required for different database management systems. Once the components are working, try following the Django tutorial. If all that works, it's quite an achievement. You've done well. Now we've come to the end of our 7th episode of the Data Modeling Podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed it. The next episode is planned for the first Monday of June, when we hope to look at some of the differences between the different database management systems when we use them with Django. In the meantime, if you want to enjoy reading similar information to this, why not visit the djangomodeling.com blog at djangomodeling.com/blog. Until next time then, that's it from Mark Morgan for djangomodeling.com.